December 21, 1932 Exchange of Gifts of Will Between God and the Soul. Continuous Rebirth in the Divine Life, Wedding Bond, Feast of Everyone. How the Divine Will Holds the Creature Besieged. I feel like a little baby in the arms of the Divine Will. Oh, how true it seems to me that I am a little newborn, that while I am about to be born, another of His acts of Divine Will pours itself over me, or even another knowledge of His is manifested to me. I am reborn again in that act, and in that knowledge, as a new life in His Divine Will that I did not have in my power before. I didn't even know it, and in the act of receiving it, I feel myself reborn again. But while I am about to be reborn, He gives me another of His acts, He invests me with another knowledge of His, and I am always in the act of being reborn. Oh! Power of the Supreme Fiat, you don't know how to ever leave the creature. On the contrary, it seems to me that you place me in the labyrinth of your immense light, in the act of always giving me new life, and I feel the need to receive from you your continuous life, to remain lost in you but happy lost, because one is not lost, but conquered by new divine life that it makes in the creature. But while my mind was lost in the divine fiat, my celestial teacher, visiting his little newborn, all goodness told me, my little daughter, my love is so much, that I always remain in the act of making the gift of my will in all the acts that the creature does in order to receive the gift of hers. I am the first to surrender the gift of mine to her. I spy to see when the creature is about to do an act in order to give her the gift of my will in her act, so that in seeing the great gift that I made her, she gives me the little gift of her volition. Now, with this gift of mine of my volition that I go giving in all the acts of the creature, she receives a new act of divine life. And I make her reborn in that new act that I give her, and she feels the new divine life that she acquires, and while she is about to form herself in that divine life, I do not wait, but immediately I make her new gift of my volition, and so the life of the creature alternates with the giving of my gift and with wanting to receive hers, so that she feels in herself the continuous growth and rebirth of her life in the divine. Now, so great is this gift that I make, that while I am about to do it, the heavens are amazed and reverently abase themselves in order to adore a gift so great, and they magnify their Creator for so much liberality, and everything puts itself at attention in order to be spectators of how this gift develops in the act of the creature. And when they see the new birth that she makes in divine life, they tremble in seeing the great portent that she is reborn to new divine life for as many times as this gift of my will is given to her. And oh, how they thank me for so much goodness of mine, because everyone feels happier in seeing this gift of my volition operating in the act of the creature. One can say that in this exchange of will, in these reciprocal gifts of both parties, a wedding between the soul and God takes place, and always a new repeated wedding, and when there is a wedding, everyone celebrates the new spouses. And they extol their Creator, because with this gift of my fiat, it is not only the gift that I make, but together with the gift I give my life, that forms the bond of inseparability, in which the substance of the true wedding between the human and divine exists. And oh, the greatest ingratitude of one who does not receive the gift of my volition in their act, especially in seeing my solicitudes that I want to give it. I pray and I supplicate that they receive it. And many times, by my industry, new unexpected incidents and circumstances are procured, in order to have new occasions to be able to give them more often the gift of my fiat. And when I see that they do not accept it, I feel my industries of love changed into sorrow, and I could say that the heavens cry together with me, because when this gift of my will acts in the act of the creature, the heavens are comprised together with it, and they feel everything, either the feast if it is accepted, or the sorrow if it is rejected. Therefore be attentive, I want nothing other than that the exchange be continuous. That you take the gift of my will and give me yours in your little acts, in everything that you do, if you pray, if you suffer, if you work, in everything. Oh! How happy you will make me! I will be all eyes over your act, so that it has all the requirements of an act worthy of my divine will. So, I felt myself completely invested by divine volition, I felt it beating in my little soul, its celestial and balsamic air formed heaven in me, and I felt the happiness of up there. Rather, I felt happier than the celestial citizens, because they do not have a gift of an act of divine will as it is conquering, as it is reborn in God. Rather, they have the gift of it only so as to be happy and beatified, but as conquering, no. I, instead, can make new conquests, and I can enclose in my act in operating divine will. But while my mind blundered, sweet Jesus, surprising me, added, Blessed daughter, I want to tell you the reason why I want that the creature receives the gift of my will in all her acts, and time after time she gives me hers, because if there is this exchange for us for one act, and for another there isn't, in the act where there isn't the exchange a void forms in the soul, and this void becomes filled with miseries, with weakness, with passions. With this the divine life remains broken and is detached in her. Therefore, the true rebirths cannot happen, because she would lack the nourishment, the prime material of the continuous act of my fiat, that forms these new rebirths in God. Even more, since only it possesses and forms the continuous act. So, without its continuous act, it is impossible to receive such great gifts and goods as to amaze heaven and earth. So, in hearing this, I said, Tell me, my love, why do you take such interest, that you want the will of the creature, and you want to give yours? And Jesus, do you want to know why? Because by taking her will I place the creature in safety, and by giving her mine I take from her from all sides, and I put my life and safety in her. And since there is no thing or person who does not have bonds of dominion and of conservation with my divine will, I feel the fortunate creature together with me in everyone and everything. And then I can say with deeds, not with words, what is mine is yours, and I have done everything for you. With this, my purpose is realized. My work created with so much love, that is, the creature, doesn't trouble me anymore, nor is there any more danger, because my divine will holds her besieged in its infinite confines, so that nothing else remains than enjoying each other and making each other happy, with a happiness that is never interrupted on either part. This is why that when I do not see the creature gifted with the gift of my fiat, I do not give myself peace. I am continuously on watch, because I know that her volition can betray her in me. Therefore I must use stratagems, loving industries, I must always work, for there is no rest for me. On the other hand, when her volition is in my power, and mine is in her power, I rest over her destiny. There's no more danger, and if I want the continuous exchange between myself and her, it is to have the occasion of having something to do and to say, to remain in sweet conversation. And since I want to always give her of mine, I use the pretext of wanting the exchange of hers, in order to give her my will again. But hers was already mine, and mine was already hers. Only by giving it again, I add new divine life and more surprising graces. Therefore I want you always in my volition, so we can be secure you by always being with me, and I with you. Fiat.